Howdy, folks. I want to welcome you to another episode of Life Around the Fire. My name is David Hutari, and I'll be your host today. We are a podcast that is devoted to spiritual growth. And when I'm talking about spiritual growth, I'm referring to growth in our relationship with God and in our relationships with one another. I thought what would be kind of cool in this particular episode is to take a few moments and express some appreciation to those of you who have been tuning in for a while, who've really kind of found this particular podcast to be of some type of benefit when it comes to you and your relationship with God and in how you relate with one another. You kind of feel like there's some growth going on and there's a benefit. Man, I want to thank you for tuning in, but mostly for real, I want to thank you for praying with me, praying for one another, for the world around us. I want to thank you for being active in the area of prayer and in the area of worship. Those two aspects of life pertaining to our relationship specifically with God are the crowning elements that in my life, they just are that. They are the crowning elements. And so, to be in a place of worship and to be in a place of prayer really is that dependency upon the kingdom of God being manifest. It's tapping into the invisible and seeing it become visible because we are conduits for that to take place on earth like it's happening in heaven. Powerful, powerful, powerful reality. In seeking and in knowing the King, Jesus, in having him be made real to me and to you by the Holy Spirit has not only changed our lives, it's transformed our lives. We are no longer human beings walking in hope that one day we'll get to heaven. We are people who partake in the divine nature of God. We are born again of his Spirit. We are a completely unique species. Powerful, wonderful, magnificent, the gift of God. What we do with what's going on now matters. And so with that in mind, this particular podcast is zeroed in on us growing, first and foremost, spiritually, because that's the wellspring. Things flow from the spiritual world into the world that we live in. They were created from nothing into something. They flow from what seems like nothing into the world that we live in. But that world that seems like nothing is not only as real, it is more real than the world that we live in. That is the eternal world in which we are called and chosen to be part of. That alone listening to that for a few minutes in this podcast is absolutely good news. It's good news for me to say it. It's good news for me to hear it as I'm saying it, because I never get tired of speaking the truth. When it comes from the power of the Holy Spirit, it's invigorating, it's life-giving, it's purposeful, and it is, in every respect, centered in on Jesus, who brings us into a place of intimacy and truly knowing God as our Father. That's so amazing, because many of us, in fact, all of us, have experienced imperfect fathers, earthly fathers. Some of the people that have been our fathers, our earthly fathers, have been less than even imperfect, or more than imperfect, however you want to put it. They've been absolutely heinous, terrible, vile, wicked, raunchy, bad, sickening, stupid, wrong, sperm donors, deadbeats. All of the above have been examples. So when we hear the word father, it's like, what? God is father? Forget about it. If that's father, count me out. However, it takes Jesus to set the record straight, because religion isn't going to do it. Religion has it more messed up, or as messed up, than non-religion does. Religion, man's attempt to reach God or make sense of God or to explain God, man's attempt. How many hairs on your head? You know, lots. Yeah, it's religion. Lots. How many answers? Religion? None. Relationship? One. Religion, meaning works and all that, yeah, that comes out from relationship, but it ain't bringing anybody into relationship. It is grace, the gift of God, God reaching out to us and us responding. And so, what is it that we are doing with this life that God has given us, this new life? Here we are. We have new life, and we wake up one day with a whole new life. What do you do with it? What do we do with our life? Does it come full grown? I mean, is it like, do we have to call a certain number? Obviously not. You know, we are left with this thing that's called a process. And that process of growth is a very important process to be a part of. What I mean by that is, it's important for us to take note of the fact that we are growing. And in that growth, we need to both stretch, but also accept the fact that we have some limitations and cut some slack when it comes to other people because they don't seem to be measuring up. Let's not forget where we came from, right? Each and every one of us, regardless of whether or not it was a person being taken from the whole pit of alcohol and drugs and sex and violence and all that goes along with things like that, or a person who is just absolutely self-righteous and a complete type A, centered in on money and money alone type person, that being their God, being taken from that. Regardless of the place you've been taken from, each and every one of us have been taken from that realm, the world, and taken and transported us, translated us, transformed us into citizens of the kingdom of God. So it behooves us as citizens of the kingdom of God to learn the culture, the ways of that kingdom. How does that kingdom function? It doesn't function like a democracy. There's a king. And that king requires and looks for complete obedience. And so it's important for us early on to understand that God is not needy. He was not hard up, lonely, looking for somebody, anybody to come and be with him because he was such, an awkward, uncomfortable person to be around. And maybe, just maybe, he could beg some people to be part of him if he died for them. Maybe. That is far from the truth. God is sovereign, mighty, and without any need. He created us, not the other way around. And in creating us, he designed us out from his love. With the freedom to be in relationship with him, or the pursuit of life outside of him. Knowing completely life outside of him is death, and life in him is, with him is life, eternal, abundant. And so all the needs are completely met in conjunction with that relationship. But we have that choice. And so God doesn't need us. He wants and loves us and enjoys us so much so that in a demonstration of that, because of decisions that were made that created a separation that was impossible for us to bridge on our own, it required the shedding of blood. Perfect. Absolutely spotless lamb, man, blood to bridge that gap, to pay for the damage that was done, to settle the score, to reunite relationship and provide newness of life, to put an end to the old and to usher in the new. Praise God. Jesus accomplished that. But in accomplishing it, it was not an expression of God's neediness to get some followers or to create abstract art or a new religion. It was an expression of love, the ultimate expression, the absolutely incomparable expression of love, unquestionable, true, literal, actual expression of love. And so in that, he doesn't need us, right? I mean, in any relationship, if it was always based on need, oh, I so desperately need you. I mean, it's one thing for us to express need. It's one thing for God to express a need, in the sense that the need or the desire or the want, but not needy, meaning without that, there is a problem. God is abundant. Thank God. Isn't that refreshing to meet people who are actually healthy? You're like, wow, that's pretty cool. Let alone God, who has no need in that sense, but enjoys and is willing to share, wants to share, loves to share, is sharing, will share, based upon obedience and learning to function. I mean, why would you want to spend time in a kingdom if you didn't like the culture or if you didn't even know the culture? So we get the opportunity now to learn the culture of the kingdom of God, how things happen. And so, yeah, at times we're going to look a little bit awkward, and we will, and other people are. And when we see people that aren't looking awkward, thank God, praise God, we can learn from that. We can learn from one another. We can cut each other slack, and we can look at other people and say, man, that's really great. But ultimately, we've learned to look completely at Jesus as our measuring stick. Because to measure ourselves with ourselves, kind of that comparison thing, well, Jim is doing this, or Sue is doing that, or they look like this, or they got that. Man, after a while, that's all we're doing. As opposed to having an already established standard, looking there and saying, okay, that is the high watermark. That's my goal. That's my me. Okay, and then we, when it's a we thing, but we help each other. We serve each other. We love each other. We work toward that so that we are growing together. The closer we go to the top, the closer we get together. If you're looking at a triangle, the sides that are moving up toward the peak, when you get to the peak, you're touching. That's us in the body of Christ, as it were, so to speak. That's in any relationship. The closer we get to God, the closer we get to one another. Learning the ways of the kingdom. And also, knowing God doesn't need us. And lastly, this whole notion of coming to the Lord because he's going to provide for us a release from having any problems, any difficulties, any situations on this planet that had been problematic, God, sugar daddy God, is going to take care of it. Come to Papa. That is not love. Have you ever seen anybody who's done that to one of their kids? It's disgusting. God is not doing that. God is a good father, good, great, best, ultimate father. You want to know what the father looks like? Look at Jesus. Not your dad, okay? If your dad has some things that look like Jesus, great. If not, look at Jesus. You say, well, I can't see Jesus. Find a Bible. New Testament. I don't care what version. Gospels. First four books. Jesus. Take a look. Take another look. Keep on looking. Because when you look real close, you're going to see your Heavenly Father in a human form. Because that's one of the reasons why Jesus came. Setting an example? Wow. Yep. Us growing into that in our relationship with God, the relationship he had with the Father was one. Talk about it, high watermark. That's my relationship with the Father. One. But he calls me to come and die. When Christ calls a man and bids him to come, he bids him to come and die. Meaning that that old way, that old world, your allegiance to this world, the culture of it, is dead. And anything that comes in conflict with it, there is no contest. It is the kingdom of God, even if it costs you your life, and you lay down your life and say it up front, I'm willing for that. Regardless of the cost, I'm following Jesus. Not only following him, becoming a friend. Not only becoming a friend, but a true child and son of God, our Heavenly Father. So wonderfully connected that we are that close that we could say, Abba, Papa, Daddy, Father. Powerful. Growing up mature. Growing up as a bride, beautiful. The presentation of ourselves, our clothing being wonderfully prepared. The banquet is set. The spirit is ready. The bridegroom is on his way. Come, Lord Jesus. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. The Spirit and the bride say, come. Let's pray. Father, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Once again, Seems like I've been saying that a lot lately, Lord. Thank you. It's like one of the things flies out of my mouth to begin with. Thank you. I'm stopping and saying, what for? Well, I'll pick right now. Thank you for your absolutely wonderful way of fathering us. God, it's still somewhat of a foreign thing to me. I'm learning. It's still relatively new, somewhat shaky for me, the area of Father. Learning to trust you as Father. Learning to go with you as Father. Work with you, that you're working with me. When I'm working with you in the shop. Working with you right now on this podcast. Working with you in other areas of other work that we do together. Well, Lord, that blessing being not only on me, but that would be on the people that are tuning in and those that we share this good news with. That as we grow, we get to give. We get to give it away so that we can get filled more. And give away more that we get filled more. Thank you, God, that we cannot outgive you, that you are the giver. And we offer up to you our worship, our praise, our adoration. We give to you our lives. Count the cost. Take our lives, Lord. Let them be a sacrifice, a living sacrifice, a fragrance that's pleasing to you and evident to the world around us, that we belong to you and that it would be like a city on a hill, but it would be a torch of our sacrifice burning in the darkness, giving light, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, that you set the example and we follow it, knowing the cost and accepting the free gift that you give, your life. Amen. All right, folks, I love you. My encouragement, this is a rare one. My encouragement is to take this particular podcast and spread it around that. Whatever that means. Fire it out to a friend, do this type of thing so that other people can have a cup of coffee or kick back and do their exercising and hear some stuff that would be unique, but still really central to the heart of God. And it would be encouraging. And that, I think that'd be a cool thing. So yeah, man, share this with some other folks. And if you have any thoughts, questions, concerns, please feel free to drop us a line at lifearoundthefire@gmail.com. And I love you. God bless you. Take care.